You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're gonna go to Cane's and you're gonna order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Morning, happy Wednesday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hope you enjoyed all the events yesterday. We have a new champ, a defending champion.
Defending.
In the back-to-back champs, the Florida Panthers, Stanley Cup champs, 5-1 rout of the Edmonton Oilers.
Ooh, that got to 5-1?
5-1. 5-1.
Back-to-back.
Ouch.
I think anytime you go back-to-back, you're instantly in the dynasty category. At least be discussed back to back.
Okay, that's you come out firing.
Yeah, I did.
I'm not just going to sign off on it. I'm not going to push back. I got to think about it.
It's fine.
You
have that right.
Dynasty.
It puts. I do.
I'm not pushing back. I'm contemplating.
Contemplation is.
I'm
fine.
Trying. You always want to. You know, the thing you want to do in that situation is try to find somebody who went back to back that you would say that's not a dynasty, but I can't think of anybody off the top.
It's kind of hard.
Yeah,
you
might be right.
So the St. Louis Cardinals, you're. Two big years away. It's not dynasty for just for that team, not for the organization.
Oh,
it's not organization. Okay. That team becomes, because what did how many championships did Detroit win in basketball with Rodman and Isaiah and Lambeer?
I don't know. Dynasty though, right?
I think they won two. I'm calling them a dynasty.
Were they back to back or not?
I think they were back to back.
I thought they were.
Go to the World Wide Web and it'll tell us.
Talking
chat, was it chat GP? Is that
chat
right?
GPT,
chat GPT. One.
That would be a good suggestion. Yeah. There.
We have to try to avoid situations where we just sound old, just like old as the hills. What is
called?
It? Chat GPT? Yeah. That's right. No, it's GPT.
GPT.
GPT. Yeah, okay,
chat GT.
Here, now you sound like Petrinka talking to us.
Canadian drought extends. 1993, the last title. They had back-to-back chances. Edmonton has now lost back-to-back championships in the Stanley Cup. So it's still weird to me that we've had potential dynasties now with the Florida Panthers and, for a short span, the Tampa Bay Lightning. Mm. Florida hockey. Before these teams were good, I don't think their fans ever showed up to those arenas. That's truly, hey, ride them when they're high. The Tampa Bay Lightning and Florida Panthers, because when they stink, there's nobody in those arenas. Whereas I think if you go to Ottawa, you go to Winnipeg, you go to Edmonton, the arenas are full, good or bad teams.
Get back to hockey in a second. The Detroit Pistons, according to chat GPT. It should be GBT.
Should be.
It's P, though.
P. The Detroit Pistons have won 3 NBA championships.
Yeah, one was
89.
Late.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right. You got this. 89, 90.
Those and they became a dynasty.
These titles came during two dominant eras, the This is ChatGPT. The bad boys era in the late 80s and early 90s and the defensive-minded team led by Chauncey Billups in 2004. Nice job by ChatGPT. did you see what happened in that game, the Florida game? I thought it got out of hand for Edmonton when the goalie made a massive error.
I didn't see that. What happened?
No, tell us what happened. So
it was,
walk you through it.
It
breakaway?
It was 3-0. Edmonton still had some thought of getting back into it. No, the goal, it was pretty elementary, even for guys like us who don't watch a lot of hockey. A guy sent like a muffin shot towards him, just a soft shot that was up around his chest. And instead of catching it, he kind of deflected it. And he deflected it into an open area where a Panther got it, made a pass that I could have made to a teammate who scored, and it was over. And the announcers were apoplectic.
Good word.
Like, what are you doing?
Good word.
Like, how they're like trying to come up with excuses for why he would do it. They couldn't. And finally, they just said it was just a mental error. When that happens, I thought of Bill. We always do this thing where we evaluate games, and we kind of do it based on that the team's going to play its best. And then what will happen? But often, what happens is they don't play their best. They make some human will make an error like that, and that will be maybe this. In this case, it wasn't the deciding factor, but the game was over at that point.
Made it 4-0 in the third.
Edmund had no shot at that point. I was watching it because I was thinking, Edmund can get back into this. Not after that happened. All of the spirit went out of Edmonton because the goalie just like lost his you-know-what for a second.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing, bro? It's got to be horrifying.
Okay, I'm over it, though. I'm gonna get through it. And,
what's that?
No, I'm okay.
The Detroit thing?
No, I'm okay with the ending of the hockey season.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm gonna.
Well, the Golden Knights fell short this year, unfortunately.
Yes. I have a team, and it wasn't my team. So
you have a jersey, a hockey sweater of that. Yes.
Are you over it?
Yes, I have a jersey.
We kind of missed the hockey season.
Yeah,
we did.
I watch it very feverishly when Vegas is playing. I do. It's me and Sydney's team.
No, they were a playoff team.
We wear our jerseys. They've won it all. so we're very into that. When I lose that, then it's not as much.
It's not
to me.
As much.
If now, put it, you know, it's. Game sevens, they're pretty incredible.
That was a game. So that was a game
six
last night.
Yes, game six. No,
yeah, game six.
Never got to it. So.
No, and it wasn't freaky TV.
It was 5-1.
Yeah, yeah, and it was 3-0.
I thought it was interesting. We didn't watch much hockey, but they made an announcement. They have a different goalie starting game six for Edmonton. Bad start off that's a bad sign off the start. We have a different goalie starting this game than last game.
Yeah, and he missed it.
We're going back and forth between goalies. Not a good sign. Florida has one main goal, and he's really good. I think it's like Bobrovsky, something like that. Bobrovsky last name.
That's it. I think you got it. It's close to that.
You're telling me you're going to change goalies before the game, you're not in a good way.
No.
You're Edmonton. And you have 5 goals.
It's probably going to go south. So Florida Panthers win back-to-back NHL titles.
Who would ever thought Florida?
It does get you a little bit. Imagine just walking out of a hockey arena and it's 94. It's just, that would throw me forever.
I know what you guys are saying. I kind of like
He's that. Right. It was 9:30 when they walked out, or 10 o'clock, and it was probably 90 degrees still, feel like, in Florida.
You guys would prefer a northern June 17th. Team like Detroit or Vancouver or...
Yeah, maybe get the Red Wings back in it. They've been getting crushed
They've been
lately.
Bad for about they've 10
been
years.
Bad for about 10 years.
Just Buffalo's complete. Been bad for a long time.
Oh, they've been horrible forever.
So you want a team from the...
The Devil, New Jersey Devils, baby.
Yeah. Ever since the Hartford Whalers moved, I've never, it's taken a shot for me.
Okay, where did they move?
Hartford Whalers, I think they go to Carolina. Is that where they went?
Yeah, with the Hurricanes.
Yeah, the
Carolina
Hurricanes.
Yep.
The Hartford Whalers.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was incredible.
Sorry for that loss.
Yeah, I am too.
I am. It's parallel lives. The Hartford Whalers were cool.
Yeah, they was.
I don't even know if they were cool,
but they were cool. The Hartford Whalers.
Yeah.
I mean, and there's nobody that's like, I hate them. No, you don't. It's Hartford Whalers. It's Hartford Whalers. A pull for them.
Yeah,
but then all of a sudden, they're just gone.
But then they got something right then. Then they moved the Atlanta Thrashers to Winnipeg, I believe. So they went back, go back to Canada.
That's right.
Where people like hockey more than the USA.
I never even knew there was an Atlanta Thrashers. Had no idea.
I think they went away like in 2008.
I had never heard of them.
Yep.
Never heard of them before.
They were an NHL team.
Why?
They were never very good.
We just don't the stool doesn't follow hockey very close, but I don't get the sense that a lot of people in this area follow it. Am I wrong?
Does Misty Tooth Greg watch hockey? He's a big hockey guy.
He loves the Buffalo Sabres.
Sabres.
Can we, any way we can get Greg,
he almost
maybe.
Said
maybe Greg can do a show, do a segment with us.
Greg. He's a little bit, right now he's reeling a little bit from
the weather.
Yeah.
From the weather situation. He brought it upon himself. Guys, buckle up. 10 minutes away from one. We never saw a cloud in the sky.
It was basketball sunshine that morning.
It's kind of like Steve. Chance of rain all day. Well, not really. Says here maybe at 10 p.m.
He could talk hockey very
He plays hockey.
Adeptly.
He plays hockey.
He plays hockey. He plays hockey. He knows hockey. Yeah. I don't know how much he watches it.
Let's just go through every team quick and see where we're at.
Who would you like? I don't know who I'd like.
I was a Red Wings fan. They've been terrible for 10 years. I haven't watched.
You were the Detroit.
Minnesota would be fun.
When I was a kid, I liked the Red Wings.
Minnesota would be fun.
What are they called now?
Did they change?
The Wild.
The Wild.
See, it
the
was
Wild.
Cool when they were the, weren't they the North Stars?
Yes, they were.
That was incredible.
That was
who is it? The North Stars. Yeah. The Wild. What is that?
Yeah, what happened to the North Stars? That's not inappropriate, is it?
No, it's not.
Now, I believe there's a change now because for 1 year, that was an incredible move by the team from Arizona.
The Coyotes.
The Coyotes went to Salt Lake City. They were just called the Utah Hockey Team.
That's right. That was this season.
That's this season. That's I think they have a name now, don't they?
I think there was going to be the Yeti, I believe.
Are they?
Is that right, Rudy?
Is that right?
So either the Mammoths or the Yeti, one of those two. I think it was the Yeti.
They're in the league though.
They're in the NHL.
The Yetis. Yes, so they're gonna be a cooler.
We're talking about NHL right now.
By the way,
we don't know
the Minnesota, the North Stars, they moved that franchise to Dallas, and then a new franchise, the Wild, came in the early 2000s.
That's it. It's
lost the North part. Dallas
Bill,
Stars.
If you could pull this name, when we were kids, the Minnesota North Stars had a star player. I'm going to do this. I'll do it. You would know. You'll know right when I say it.
Help me out with that because I don't know what.
Is the 70s or the 80s?
70s or 80s. You'll know the name.
ChatGPT?
Yeah, ChatGPT.
That's our new Google on the show is ChatGPT. We just ask questions.
ChatGPT. ChatGPT.
So see, it's not that big a deal. How do you do that? Somebody's got to show me that.
I'll have Rudy show me. I have it on my computer.
Yeah. I'd like to be able to do that.
I've never used it yet.
I'm afraid of being like incredibly lazy with all of a sudden, if that's easy, no. And all of a sudden I'm just doing stuff.
You can be.
Yeah, all of a sudden it's just like, hey, do some research on that? Why? Why'd I even look into anything? Why'd I read a story?
After the football game against Cincinnati, if I write into ChatGPT facts of the game and write a column like Steve Sippel will write it, it'll write it in 4 minutes. And it would be passable. You guys wouldn't know. You'd have no idea that I didn't do it. It's scary.
Have you thought about that?
only in an emergency would I do that.
All right.
The 70s players are not. They're not. Dino Cicerelli.
There you go.
Hello.
There you go.
Hello.
100%.
Right winger.
Yeah.
Remember him?
Yeah, and I want to get a jersey.
Yeah, Dino
we
Cicerelli.
Can make that happen.
If I can get a Cicerello.
Cicerelli, old man.
Cicerelli.
Cicerelli.
I'm going to spell it a little different, get it cheaper. I'm going to get my...
Cicerello, I like that.
Give me the typo version, a lot cheaper.
Cicerelli. Remember Dino Cicerelli?
Yeah, who doesn't?
Thank you. 1980 to 1989, so it was not the 70s. Yeah. He was undrafted and became a superstar.
No, I couldn't believe he didn't get drafted.
It's a good last name.
Yeah.
Cicerelli.
Jake, that's better times.
I've never heard of him.
Yeah, you could not hear of him when we were kids. I mean, the whole world knew.
Can you imagine going to a hockey game, see who you guys are going to go, and we're going to go see the Hartford Whalers play the North Stars?
Oh, God.
Imagine that.
Better times.
Talk about just yes. Guys not wearing helmets.
Now the youth say, who are those teams? Yeah. They never had no idea they existed.
No, Dino Cicerelli. People had his jersey.
So, congrats to Florida. 5-1 winners last night. They win their second straight Stanley Cup. The Panthers, back-to-back.
Nice.
Dynasty.
Can somebody walk me through what I feel was complete buffoonery, but maybe it's just old man. But Laura agreed with me. What was the thing that UCLA was doing in the top of the ninth or whatever it was?
I'm talking about the baseball.
The baseball.
Shift.
It looked like they were using string cheese, rubbing it in dirt, hanging over the top of the rail.
So it was like a rally?
Like a rally. It was a rally situation. Thing, yeah. They scored a couple runs in the ninth.
They lost, though, right?
They lost,
down 7-0 entering the ninth inning yesterday.
And lost 7-3.
That's right.
It got a little interesting that a guy in base, it was kind of like, okay, it's kind of fun. But they were doing something, and I need an answer from the Breakers because I was watching with not much volume, but it was weird and uncomfortable. It was
really?
It was super weird.
Really?
And it looked like it was string cheese rubbed in dirt.
That's their rally.
And they kept showing it like a close-up on the camera, and I'm like, why is this a story? Why are they even showing this? And it was very disturbing to me.
I did not catch it, so I did not. I don't know. Nobody's responding.
I am. No, it really bothered me. I was like, I could imagine being like the manager. Right. Going like, that's right. Do it, guys.
He's a 21-year manager. Yeah. I can't say his name. John Savage. Yeah. He's an old guy. He probably thinks it's stupid.
Yeah, I'd be like, imagine talking about, hey, coach, yeah, they're doing the cheese thing in the dirt. All right, that should help. I think it's cheese. What it looked like to me, it looked like string cheese.
What else would it be?
I don't know. It was.
If it weren't string cheese,
I don't know. That's my point. Is what else could it be?
Right.
It was pliable and about that long. Yes.
String cheese.
Yeah, that was exactly what string cheese looks like.
Right. I need to see a video of this. I did not see this.
So anyway, like breakers. Any breakers? Any text messages?
Nobody's chimed in on that part.
Is it a substance that would come out of a tube?
I don't know. It looked like it was pre-cut.
Pre-cut.
But it was more pliable to me than string cheese. But just, again, all I could come up with was string cheese.
Why would they have a bunch of string cheese?
That's my next.
Well, is it possible it was gum? Someone asked. Oh.
No,
not
it was
gum?
This long.
Okay.
It was this long. No, it was not gum. 100% not gum. Right. And they're rubbing it in the dirt while they hung over the top of the railing.
Yeah, some kind of, Teams do weird things. Like, I'm not necessarily saying Arizona, it's weird, but they have something that with bananas. So they have all the guys, when they need to rally, they all have bananas. Like, they have 100 bananas in the dugout. Yeah. But I think some of that, too, is to avoid what Jake ran into the other day, where his calf tightened up for several.
That was bad. That was really bad.
They just need 100 bananas, you think?
Well, you know, like it
shouldn't be a lot of tightness. There's only two people that should ever tighten up in baseball, and that should be the pitcher and the catcher. The other guys just stand there, and they don't. There's not a lot of every time's been going like they got to get the center fielder out. He's exhausted. I mean, that doesn't happen.
If a guy runs the base, like he goes from first to home. Yeah.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary. Based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride, prescription products require an online consultation with the healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
He might need a banana.
We do have some response, and everyone is saying it was string cheese.
Okay.
Wet Blanket says it was string cheese. I don't know why. It's definitely stupid.
And it looked, it was so it was embarrassing. I was embarrassed for him.
Really?
I'm like, this is UCLA.
It's very strange.
They're in the College World Series.
String cheese.
And they're rubbing string cheese in dirt. And there was a guy walking around handed out extra string cheese if he didn't have one.
I don't know why they do.
And I don't even care what the meaning for it is. I don't even care.
No. They're not saying there's a meaning for it at all. They said, Aaron says, yep, good morning. Yes, Billy, it was string cheese. Hey, they were rubbing in the dirt, and no one's really sure why.
Yeah. And then they kept showing dirty string cheese real close.
Come on. That's gross.
UCLA.
What are we doing?
Right away, find the AD. What are we doing?
Dirty cheese.
That's your rally cry?
That's our rally. That's what we're doing.
String cheese in the dirt?
I mean, I was okay with the inside out hat. You know, that was always kind of the rally cap. Turn it backwards. Okay.
Inside out and backwards.
Yeah, okay. Let's do that one. Now it's a contest.
Yeah, now you got it.
Now it's a contest. Let's tape bananas to our head. That's what we're going to do.
Well,
they did that.
They do banana crowns.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're right. I get it. I see where you're going with this. It's just,
who's your baseball coach at Columbus?
It was the late Bob Dierman, and he was an incredibly good coach.
Yeah, so what would he have felt about?
100% against it.
Yeah.
He would not. I don't think he would have allowed any of it. I don't. He was old school guy.
I'm reading
big Mets
some
fan.
Twitter stuff from last night about the string cheese. Everyone, every single person, even UCLA fans, are confused as to what was happening. What's happening with the string cheese? There's no story behind it.
There must be something, like maybe a pitcher had dirty cheese or something. You know, dirty stuff.
What is that?
Dirty stuff.
They were batty. They're batty. They were dirty stuff batty.
You don't put on your rally stuff when you're in the field.
Just throwing out ideas. I don't know.
Thank you for your consideration. Your idea.
Yeah. Thanks.
Anything else from Idle Chit Chat yesterday?
Piggybacking on something, Bill. I think you even did it for one of your Bill's Thrills. I was thinking about writing a headline for it. If uplifted is where you want to be, you should visit the DMV.
I did talk about it. They went a full DMV section.
They maybe were the people that should run college football are at the DMV. I mean,
isn't it remarkable
how well run it is?
Well run. It was.
God, what the hell? I mean, I didn't even know what to say walking out of there.
I didn't either. I applauded. I clapped.
Yeah, I told the lady at the
changed
front
my
desk,
entire view of this place.
I brought the manager over and I said, "This lady needs to get a raise."
Yeah, I told the lady at the front desk going out, I don't need anything. I just want to compliment you for how organized this is. I thought it would be like a 70-minute ordeal. Mm-hmm. I had a title issue Trick sent me over on. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, God, okay, great. I'll just spend all afternoon at the DMV. It was 10 minutes. I mean, they give you a number.
Yep.
There's stations. They call them out. You know, they call them out very loudly. Not obtuse.
Now you were at the one. Is this the one just off of O Street?
No, it's the
Brand new one that where I got my license.
Help me, Jake.
At.
It's right over by Fazoli. So that's Vine.
Yeah, the Vine area.
Yeah, Vine and 48.
Yeah, exactly.
Vine and 48.
Yes.
They have stations, and even it's so well run that there's if you're sitting in a waiting area, and they call you at station 11, 12, or 13, you can't necessarily see it, but But lo and behold,
a light comes up.
There's hanging from the ceiling is 11, 12, and 13. The cards that say it's like everything's perfect. Yeah. And then even the guy who waited on me, we'll call it, not waited, but handled my business was, I mean, he was like he could have worked at the CIA.
Yeah.
I mean, I was like, wow, everything about it. So I guess the lesson is if you're worried about going to the DMV for something, don't. You'll be taken care of quickly.
And be thankful.
Yeah.
Because it used to be a nightmare.
It used to be.
I told you the same thing. When I went out to get my new license, how incredible they were out there. I'm confused, though, with DMV. I don't really understand how this thing all works with. Yeah. I went to the brand new place out there. That's where I got my license out. That's the new one that's off of 27th and... It's way over here.
I've not been to the new one yet.
Yeah, and that was incredible. I said, and then this DMV right over here is. I don't know if that's the same thing.
That's Fallbrook. Where is it at?
What's that?
Fallbrook is the Highlands.
I don't know Highlands. You go to. I think it's not even. What is that road? Oh, don't know what that is. The exit, and you go over the top of the viaduct, and so it's just. I'm just gonna say, Jake, it's that way.
Okay.
Okay. It's that way. It's towards the interstate, that direction.
There's two viaducts. There'd be Superior, and there'd be Cornhusker, the viaducts over there, I believe. But yeah, I'll just...
Superior. It'd be Superior Street.
I've not... You know what? I think I did see that the other day. It's a nice-looking building. Yes. I did not stop in.
I've been treated nothing. I tell them all the time, this is amazing.
If you block out 70 minutes, and then you only have to deal with 10. That's 60 minutes you have for your day. I was like, okay, let's make this...
It happen. Stop and get a baby Ruth.
Something, I mean, but it was great. Thank you for pointing that out earlier. You did a Bill's Thrills on it, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, he did. He praised the DMV.
Yeah, it was remarkable. People should be getting raises there. That was also the time, too, where I went in. You have to have an appointment for your driver's license, and I didn't have one. And I knew that. I said, listen, right away, I walked in, I am not prepared for this. I was just in the area. I needed to do this. It was not a problem. Do this, do this, do this, do this, go over there, boom, boom, boom. Then it got a little tight. Toward the end of the day, I walked up and go, hey, I don't know if I'm going to make this time right. She goes, don't worry about it. Within just all of a sudden, boom, 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 I was up, I was out. I did. I praised the lady. She's from Malcolm.
Get her a raise. There's no way something like that can run so smoothly without really good leadership. No. There's just no way.
Imagine every day you and me drive in and we're running it. Imagine that.
Another day of chaos ahead.
Just chaos. Just people could just. There's someone here with not much paperwork. Yeah, I'll let them through. It's fine.
I'd like to think we could do it. It's just an attention span issue with us. Like, oh, yeah. I mean, we'd forget to do stuff.
There'd be a lot of things. Just give them some plates. Put some stickers on it. They're fine.
Did you lock the door yesterday? No, I didn't.
I didn't. Who locked up? Uh-oh. Who locked up? I thought that was you.
People in the
office. No, I had to go to Manawa.
But anyway.
I had to walk Bullet.
They
Bullet and Sugar.
They're there every day.
They're there every day.
Just chilling at the DMV. Yesterday, the CWS at the Blur parties, I saw Katrinka for a while. I talked to her for a couple, almost like an hour there. She was there.
An hour of Katrinka?
There's a lot of conversation. Listen. She likes to talk.
Yes.
She knows this. Katrinka likes to talk.
It's speed talking, too.
It is
speed talking.
It's hurled at you.
Yeah. Yes.
Usually kind of interesting, though.
Did she have some thoughts, did she?
A lot of thoughts.
How to improve our show?
Some questions, some thoughts. Just a lot of comments from Katrinka.
Yes.
So that was good to see here. But also on the way out, I was trying to leave at like 5 o'clock. I left at 7:15 because people just kept talking. I was about to leave, and this guy named John, who was a sports reporter at 9 News in Denver.
Denver.
He's from somewhere in Cass. He didn't tell me this. He's from Cass County. He didn't tell me what city he's from in Cass County. But he lived in Vegas for 6 years. As a reporter, so that was the worst 6 years of his entire life.
Huh, I wonder why.
Says, seriously. It's good to be in Vegas for 2 days. 6 years is hell.
Wonder why?
He's not a gambler. Yeah. It's hot every day, he said. Anyways.
It's not hot every day.
We talked about a lot of things, but what
I don't gamble, it's really hot.
What caught my attention at the very end was I said, so did you listen to the show today? He's like, no, I'm a week behind always. I can't imagine always being a week behind listening to, like, we're a radio show. We are podcasts, but... Being a week behind constantly on the show, I can't imagine going back to last week. That's my content.
I listened to a Friday show driving back from Creighton on Sunday, and that was awkward. But they had some good commentary on stuff that's whatever like that. Timeline didn't matter. It was just some commentary, whether talking about college football. That's fine. But a lot of the conversation was about the upcoming World Series. Well, it was Sunday. These games are over. So that was a little bit. So, yeah, to be a week behind would be a lot.
Right.
That tells us we talk about nothing that is time sensitive.
Apparently not. I'm like, how can you be? He's like, oh, I'm always a week behind. I said, I don't understand that, John. But thank you for listening. But that's wild.
He's a breaker.
Like, you are someone that is a sports reporter. You're in them now every day.
Yeah.
And to go listen to a podcast or show a week behind always is to me, it's fascinating and it's different.
Did you drive?
He's very
the,
nice.
Did you drive the van?
I did.
The ticket van?
That's why
van?
It's here in front this morning.
Did you get gas in?
Bill was behind me this
had
morning.
Had a situation
and honked,
this morning.
Honked at me at the light over here.
Came around the light and there's the van. I go, oh, this is Jake. So sometimes, I laid on the horn.
Sometimes I run that light, but I said it'd be a bad look in a stationed vehicle to run a light, so I did not run the light. I stood there until it turned green.
Would be a bad look.
Just imagine 5:30 in the morning, you're just kind of hanging around and all of a sudden you hear someone laying on the horn.
Boy, it was loud. It was loud.
It was loud.
He laid on it. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Egg. Do you need seed,
Joey!
Chemicals, fertilizer, or someone to run the sprayer for you? 738 Egg runs the whole show. Custom application included. Joey Robinson, the team, and Bertrand. Visit the website at 738egg.com.
They're up and going, too. Like, they got a little break here. We had that nice rain. Now things have kind of dried off a little bit. So they're, I mean, we always talk about the time of when things are at the height of everything.
Yes.
This is the height. You're not applying chemicals and things to your corn at like in late July. It's not. Now is the time. No. This is the time. Seeds in the ground. We're rolling.
Oh, this is it.
This is it.
I want to be educated.
Everything's going to happen right now. You're in the main month of what your yield is going to be
right now.
That's what Joey's doing. And your yield's going to the same thing we talked about, from my ag background, right there.
This is
your time. This is when you're gonna make your yields. This is when your whole system for the year, your whole farm, all takes place right now in what your crops and what they do.
God.
You're always relying on the market, what the prices are, but this is when you're gonna have your. You've got to have your yield, and that's what Joey's doing all across the state. Call him. What's the number again, Jake?
At the website. How about that? 738ag.com. 738AG.com.
Thank you,
Robinson. This is a critical time.
Yeah, it's really busy.
What's today? July?
June.
Still June.
Middle
of June.
By the way, old man.
June 19th is what we're at.
Before we move on, Jay in Colorado says, can you guys please explain who this Patrinka person is? He's confused still. That's you question.
Old friend of Sipple. She works for the Omaha Chamber
That's
now.
Correct.
She was very involved in horse racing for a while. She's from Imperial originally.
Real name is
Katrinka.
We call her
Patrinka. Because one time I've snorted three times on the show.
You snorted three times. That's good. Three snorts.
What's going on?
Also, who's the breaker that texted in with that question?
That was Jay in Colorado.
Jay in Colorado. If you ever get a chance to meet her, that's probably why it's a little odd, but she's one of the most hilarious people you've ever met, and she talks a million miles an hour, has a lot of takes.
It's hard to get a word in.
She's opinionated on everything.
Everything.
There's not one thing that she would not have a comment on. The type of cereal would be at breakfast. There would be some sort of comment on everything.
You could probably try something. You could sit there for 20 minutes and not say anything, and it would still be full of conversation on her end.
And not bad conversation.
No, not bad at all.
You just sit there and listen.
She came in here. I met her one time, and I when she left, I said, that was the most remarkable 12 minutes of my life, and that's why we talk about her.
Yeah, she's the
and she
friend
says,
of the show.
She's the one who texts in like That's why they're at the bowl.
At Pinewood.
Pinewood Bowl.
Yes, yeah. She's got funny quips for the show.
Anyways, a friend of the station.
That's who she is.
Who is this Patrinka?
Jay in Colorado. 464-5685, call or text as always. Had some Nebraska fans freaking out yesterday.
Freaking out.
As Jet Tamala.
I'm going to lose it.
Jet Tamala, Millard South quarterback, previously an Iowa State commit, is now in Alabama. Right. Commit as of yesterday. Of course, Nebraska still, got Dylan Raiola, TJ Lateef. They have Trey Taylor here. So things, the QB room looks good at Nebraska, but it's still notable when a in-state quarterback prospect is now a Alabama commit. as he is.
Yeah,
it's always a story. If you have if you're state of Nebraska,
yes,
and quarterback that wasn't recruited by the in-state school, and then they sign with Alabama, it's a story. That's just that's the best way to look at
that's
it.
That's a story. I just don't like the mindset. I think it's sort of immature to assume that he's going to have a magnificent career and then it simultaneously assume that
that's
Nebraska's quarterback is going to go south.
That's exactly. The panic. That's the panic, though,
that
the fans.
That should never happen.
No.
Agreed.
I mean,
agreed. But it's going to be a story. There's going to be 100. A story.
We're going to track him very closely.
100. Tamala did. I mean, he put up huge numbers. Well, he has put up huge numbers. He's got another year left. At Millard South, 47 touchdowns, 3 interceptions last year.
Say that again.
One more time.
47 touchdowns, 3 interceptions.
Okay, that's pretty solid.
That's a good season.
In 2 years, 73 touchdown passes, 12 interceptions. That's a good ratio.
Good ratio. Take that.
Yeah, he's good. I mean, but like you, Jake, you said, I mean, Nebraska's got their quarterback room in where they want it, and you can't. Tamala wasn't going to fit, so I mean, if you're an Iowa State fan, that's where you're like, okay, thanks a lot. But you surely understand he's going to Alabama. I mean,
it'd be a hard one for you, but because if you're Iowa State, you were very, I mean, that was a big, big, big get
big
for
get,
a while.
Big
That's
get.
Also why sometimes in recruiting, I said, until they actually sign, it's not that. The part about the commitment now, I mean, it just doesn't excite you quite as much because things change pretty radically. And also things change even after you sign. Because they can leave after a year.
Well, yeah, he could be back. I mean, who he could go to Nebraska.
Yeah, I guarantee you, because Campbell's a very intelligent coach, there was no meltdown. Mm-mm. I guarantee you. He did not get mad. He probably let him know his disappointment, but he didn't burn a bridge.
No, you don't burn that bridge.
He didn't burn a bridge.
And you don't burn that bridge if you're Nebraska.
Yeah.
I mean, you just tell him, okay, this is where we're at. Maybe 2 years we'll see you. It happens all the time.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah. But it's big.
It's a cool moment for the state to have Alabama. Again, it's not Nick Saban anymore, but still mighty Alabama coming to your state to get an in-state quarterback, Jet Tamala. 47 touchdowns and 3 picks last year for Jet Tamala. I don't think I realized it was that kind of stats. I knew he was incredible.
I didn't either. I'll be honest with you. I didn't either.
Yeah, 73 and 12 is the ratio for 2 years. He's got his, and they're loaded up. I think they got 14 D1 guys on Millard South's team. So he'll probably have another big year. 6'5", 195. I haven't seen him play. I've met him. I've interviewed him. You know, he's just what you'd expect. Great dude. Big kid. Not huge. I mean, he's not a huge kid. He's 6'5", but he's not.
I mean, I've seen him on TV. That's it,
You watched the Class A final?
I did.
Okay.
There was some freak out a couple years ago when Zane Flores from Gretna went to Oklahoma State. He has yet to play there, and they were 3-9 last year.
Right.
So I think that one's kind of cooled down in terms of, hey, we lost Zane Flores. But
there's always a natural
Alabama,
freak out.
Jet Tamala, we'll be watching that one closely.
There's always a natural freak. Although I didn't get the sense that people were freaking out yesterday, by the way.
Yeah, where'd you get the freak out sense?
I saw it on Twitter.
You saw it? Okay.
Yeah.
Twitter?
On Twitter.
Pretty good chance I missed it.
Yeah. I didn't see it. Now,
I'm not as on Twitter as much as you.
Terrell Farley also was freaking out, too.
Oh, he's in a freak show mode.
Well, Farley.
He saw it before I did. He's like, did you see Tamala's go to Alabama? Sit on the couch, Farley. Give me a break over here. No, I didn't see it
Jake told me that he was on the couch with Farley for the last 2 or 3 days, like a lot of time together.
Well, Farley didn't sit on the couch until yesterday. He was there for probably a good hour on the couch, but Nick had been on the couch about 2.5 hours with me the day before.
You guys were working on your computers?
We were working and watching ball.
Okay.
Then
This has to be probably Swim's, like...
Oh, he loves this.
Highest moment.
I mean, oh, God. He's in heaven up there. He's
watching ball. He's at the Blur party like that.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. He's probably said every day, at least 6 times, this is heaven.
Yeah.
Really? I'm so happy.
Yeah.
I'm so happy up here.
Really?
Yes. He is truly having a great time.
So it's that good? The Blur Party.
This is the last big day. They'll have another Saturday. They'll have one last hurrah today. But no Blur tomorrow or Friday.
Did Katrinka get a ticket?
I got her one yesterday.
God, you're a saint.
He is.
I helped her out yesterday.
You're a saint. Thank you. Thank you. Jake makes things happen.
It was good to talk to her.
Did you know that?
Yeah. But that's but Jake's right. That's a story. When a quarterback goes to Vanderbilt, not as much, but it's Alabama. And I know everyone's it's not the same. You know, they were 9-3. They beat Gerard. They're pretty good. And the head coach has won every place.
I'm really interested in Alabama.
And so I'm looking for.
See what that looks
I'm
like.
Seeing a good year out of Alabama. Sure. I'm buying Alabama.
I need to see it.
Yeah. Thanks, Steve.
I want to see it play out.
See it play out.
When we come back, we will give a quick update on the College World Series. Who's still in and who is gone?
DBH.
Next, an early break in the ticket.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.